Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, I'm going to be jumping in and answering this question. Why is your site so against watching porn? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. All right, so this question came into our Office Hours page. I don't understand why your site is so against watching porn. My wife and I have watched porn for a long time. We have tried all sorts of sexual positions, found it fun and instructional. We have been swingers for 50 years. Some of the videos provided have given us ideas that we never would have thought of. Again, where is the harm? Don't get it. If you answer, please don't quote some crap from the Bible. That doesn't help. All right. So, hey, look. First of all, thank you for the honesty. Appreciate it. I'll be just as honest with you, but appreciate the question, and I'm certainly willing to answer it. First of all, the whole don't give me any crap from the Bible. Well, sir, you did write into a faith-based ministry, and we do take a lot of our cues in terms of how we approach the topic of marriage and sex from the Bible. So, you know, what do you expect? Now, I will not insult you with, some verses that just says, well, you know, Genesis such and such says thou shalt this, and Exodus such and such says thou shalt not do that. Like, I'm not going to give you anything so simplistic. I'm just going to tell you that, you know, as a believer, you know, I do read the Bible and I do take my cues about marriage and sex from God. And I see the picture God paints for us in Genesis about how he sees marriage and sex. And marriage is supposed to be a union between a man and a wife. It's supposed to be unique. It's supposed to be intimate. And he gave us sex to build that intimacy in a way that, quite frankly, no other activity can do, right? And a lot of that, when you understand the biochemistry of sex, how oxytocin and these sorts of chemicals are released when you orgasm and how that draws you to the person, it all makes a lot of sense, all right? So that's where I'm taking, or that's where we get our position, I guess you'd say, about why we don't recommend porn in a marriage. Well, it's because we see marriage as a unique thing between two individuals, and the intimacy is supposed to be between two individuals. And so anytime you bring other parties into it, whether it be porn or swingers or whatever, you're bringing somebody into the picture that really shouldn't be there. And how can you have exclusive and unique intimacy with one person when you're kind of sharing it with a bunch of people? Practically speaking, and I've had conversations with people about this, so it's not just Christians, but when you are in a situation where you're either watching porn with your spouse or swinging or doing whatever, you are going to create the potential for insecurity, right? Comparisons, the comparison trap, right? Why doesn't she do this? Why doesn't he do that? You're having sex with your wife and you're thinking to yourself, I wonder if she likes what I'm doing as much as she liked what Joe was doing, and vice versa. And anytime you get any situations where there's insecurity and comparisons being drawn, especially in the bedroom, that creates an unsafe situation, right? How are you going to have intimacy and security with one another when you're not even quite sure where you stand? That's just a practical standpoint. Anyway, but again, a lot of this comes down to a worldview. So if you see sex as just this thing you do, kind of like rollerblading, and I could do it with this guy, this woman, that woman, here or there, it doesn't really matter, it's just fun, then yeah, we're probably going to disagree in terms of a lot of other things regarding sex, because I see sex as having this very sacred purpose in building a couple together or drawing a couple together, and you see it as just a thing to do on a Saturday night. And we're just going to have to agree to disagree. In terms of why we're so against watching porn, let me be clear, okay? And we've said this in many blog posts and all sorts of things. I don't want to be known as the anti-porn people, okay? I'm less worried about people watching porn and more worried about their overall health. I want people to live a healthy life. I want people to enjoy the life that God meant for them to live. And a lot of that comes down to mental wellness and the ability to regulate our emotions and the ability to enjoy healthy relationships. And you know what? When we go to porn and masturbation or strip clubs or things like that as a way to escape life's struggles or trials or pains because we don't know how to mentally deal with that stuff, we don't have the emotional maturity to handle that stuff, that creates a very unhealthy situation. And yeah, I'm not down for that. So yeah, porn, I don't think porn's a good thing. I certainly don't think people should watch it. I don't see any healthy aspects of it. But I'm less concerned about the fact that someone's watching porn and more concerned about the reason they're watching porn. And that's what we're trying to help them with. And I would say with you, hey, look, if you're only doing this with your spouse and you've both agreed that this is a fine thing to do, then I don't know what to tell you, right? Again, agree to disagree. But my guess is you probably watch porn on your own time. It's probably a big part of your life. Now, if I'm wrong, then fine, I apologize. But if I'm not wrong, then my question to you would be why? Why is porn and sex such a huge part of your life? Why do you need to keep going to that stuff? And if it's compulsive, if it's like one of these things that you really feel like I can't go without or I don't feel right, that's a red flag, right? Because addiction is not about doing something to feel good. Addiction is about doing something not to feel bad, right? And if you're not having sex and with multiple partners and doing this and watching porn and doing that, if not doing that stuff makes you feel bad, that should be a cue that, okay, hey, maybe there's something here I got to work on. And again, it's not about the porn. It's about the mental wellness of it all, right? Why do you need these things to get through life? If we're healthy, we should be able to deal with life without having to lean on things like sex and porn and whatever to get us through the day. So that's where I stand on all that. I hope that helps clarify some of it. Again, appreciate the question. I hope you appreciate my answer. And that's it. If you have a question for me and you want me to answer it in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there, and I'll be happy to answer it. Until then, have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,